Mike Murdoch, Friday night, 10:15. I usually teach every day from Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning, Texas time. I'm feeling stirred tonight to talk to you about your financial life. Get involved with it. If you have a business, have two people sign every paycheck. I had three major embezzlements in my life. And I just wanted to give you some of my money experiences. At a trucker's conference, a man walked up to me and says, "I heard you on TV trying to get my $58 seed." And I started laughing because there's actually people that think the reason that you preach the prosperity promise of God that you're trying to get their money so you can go buy yourself a new car. Let me give you some other sides of the story. Paul Harvey used to call it the rest of the story. I laughed at the trucker and I says, "Do I actually look like a man to you that would be giggle and dance all over the highway for a $58 seat?" Do you think so? Let me say first, if any man twists the Bible to try to stuff his pocket full of money, he'll pay a price. He'll burn in hell for it. But if he also denies people of the laws of God that could bring blessing, he'll go to hell for that too. Go to hell for that too. Two or three things to think about. Number one, the importance of money. I've never heard a preacher in my life ever talk about the importance of money. I actually have never heard anybody talk about it. And yet you have insurance, IRS, taxes, breakdowns, repairs. 3 weeks ago, my office flooded, $96,000. Out of the clear blue, came in the office. We only have been there a few months. Don't ask me about the plumbing, I don't know. My last roof repair, last house a few weeks ago, $300,000 to repair a roof. I'm saying this to say, try to grasp, and I'm only talking to proteges who can receive. If I'm not your style, don't worry about it. Move on. But at some point, it dawns on you. I won't buy myself a new car. I'll never buy a new car the rest of my life. Could I? Yeah. Of course I could. But it's foolish. Why would I spend $40,000 on a used car, and the moment you drive it down the road, it is now used again? It's used. Anyway. There's some things to accept tonight. Number one, you can't live without money. And unexpected things hit you, like my little $100,000 mess up in my plumbing on my office, $300,000 roof. It's paid for. It's over. Insurance helped us some on that, all that. Get comfortable reading about money. Get comfortable studying books like Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Claude Bristol's book. One of the best books is The Millionaire Next Door, where I learned that the average millionaire will never buy a new car. The average millionaire will never spend more than X amount of dollars for clothes. The average millionaire is very money sensitive. Read every word in Walmart, Sam Walton's book. The guy was genius, but he didn't like to spend money. He spent 2 years trying to get Procter & Gamble to come down 2 cents on toothpaste. Impatience. Stop your research. Don't buy a house without looking at 5 or 10. I looked at 125. I could buy every one of them cash. I bought 7 houses cash 7 days in a row, cash out of my pocket. Now, I'm saying this for a reason. The Bible says a wise man will listen. A wise man will hear. Who taught you the laws of money? Nobody. I couldn't tell you one person in 78 years of my life who ever invested 5 minutes to talk to me about the laws of money. I've got billionaire friends. They don't have time. You read the book. I've had people want to meet with me, and I want to talk to you and meet and spend a day with you. Are you crazy? I've got 400 or 500 books there to read, and you want me to reinvest my hours and take on all my projects and talk to you when you won't even read my books? Do you follow me? Well, that's the way the average millionaire thinks. And, of course, the billionaires whose 1 billion is 1,000 millionaires in one person. How much do you know about money? How much time? I haven't met one person in 78 years who looked at me in the eye and said, "Brother Mike, I invest 1 hour a day studying money books. 1 hour a day." They don't even study 1 hour in the Bible, much less an hour in money books. 78 years old. I've owned 3 jets, bought million-dollar houses, been all over the world, 92 countries. Are you a learner? Do you think money is important enough to learn about? Probably not. Probably not. Never in 78 years has anybody that loved me looked in my face and said, "Mike, study 1 hour a day on the money world." Not one time. I'm telling you today, as a 70-year-old man who loves the Word of God, I spend 3 hours a day in the Bible. I'm telling you, please invest, please, 1 hour a day in money wisdom, financial wisdom. Oh, let me be more spiritual. Spend 1 hour a day researching the blessings of the Lord. And let me know when he writes you a check.